has announced it will send a delegation to Cairo to support ongoing Gaza peace negotiations there. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the latest developments.
The proposed truce would free hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a halt to the fighting and the delivery of much-needed food, medicine and water into Gaza. Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released as part of the deal. A new UN report out today states that to fully rebuild Gaza from today would take another 16 years. The results of the report made clear how high the stakes are for a deal. Hamas has insisted it won't sign on to the deal without assurances that if it eventually releases all its hostages, Israel will end its onslaught in Gaza and pull its troops out of the territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
As campus protests have escalated across the United States, U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday broke his silence on the issue. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Order must prevail.
The president says dissent is essential for democracy.
But dissent must never lead to disorder.
And while every American can express their views and peacefully protest,
it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
The president says the protests have not caused him to rethink his Mideast policies, which have included supplying Israel with weapons, and he opposes sending in the National Guard to deal with the protests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Swiss President Viola Amherd announced Thursday a summit designed to begin a peace process for Ukraine will convene June 15th at Switzerland's Bergenstock Resort. Swiss officials said more than 160 delegations from around the world have been invited to the summit, including the United States and China. This is VOA News. Local elections are underway in Britain. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports at what's at stake.